Dreamscape presents The Other Woman by Jane Addams, narrated by Nano Nagel. Prologue.
They told me what it was like, but I never did believe them. By the time we'd been there 3 days, I knew they'd lied. It was worse, far worse. Sun that burned so hot by day it dried the spit in your mouth and baked your eyes in their sockets. And then the sun went down, and you froze to the bone. Weeks we had of it. I remember that night, Birdie. Remember it when I've forgotten so much else. The sky was so damned clear and so damned black. Black and silver with the stars, all studded like diamonds in velvet, and the moon so big it looked like I could reach out and hold it in my hands. And then I looked down, Birdie. Looked down at the ground, at the dead and dying men. And I knew then that there was no God. No final judgment and no fucking order anywhere, earth or heaven. I knew that no one gave a damn about the guilt of one man's heart when there was so much blood, making the ground black like a spreading shadow. I don't know how many of us had the woman before we killed her. I took my turn, and I'm ashamed to say I didn't even think about what we were doing or the rights and wrongs of it. We'd decided they were guilty, but there was no logic in it, Birdie. No logic, no mercy, and no reason. I heard her screaming while I tied the ropes, winding the cord tight, binding it around the body of the rope the way I taught you to bind a whip handle. Do you remember, Birdie? Only this time. I left the loops free and didn't pull them through. She didn't scream when they brought it to me. I think she was past that by then. Only cried out, a little cry like a shocked child when she saw the others already dead. And I didn't look into her eyes. For me, it was like seeing Rebecca all over again. Seeing her there, rope tight about her neck like a dirty rag hanging against the moon.
Chapter 1.
I knew you'd come, Bird.
Marcy smiled again and patted the old man's hand. It was the third time he'd said those words in the half hour she'd been sitting beside him. She perched awkwardly on Jack's bed, the toe of one foot resting on the floor. The other leg tucked beneath her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?